If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Cheating inside the
wheel. FIFA, you cheating, FIFA.
You cheating, Sucia.
Yo, FIFA, you cheating, FIFA.
You cheating, bro.
Come on, let's
D-Flo
go.
The Moño.
Let's go, Sucia. We talking American? What are you?
You talk what you talk, son. Talk what you talk over here.
We can't curse,
we
right?
We talking American.
We can't curse?
A lot.
This ain't for the church?
Nah, the church right there. Don't
right, come on, son. I thought we were sponsored.
Don't play. We never
come
sponsored.
Come on, son. Yeah. Let's go.
If that was the case, they'd be like, ooh.
Yo, Photoshop the left side of my neck.
Hey, yo.
I got a hickey, son. That's what we doing, son. We AO'ing all day over here.
Yeah. Niggas. You
Ivory!
Ivory, dead ass, bro. Ivory, the next time I'm gonna choke your ass up.
Thank you.
So you gonna get fucked up?
I put a kid in that right there. Son. That's the name, Aggie?
From the bit act.
That's Aggie?
I bet.
Ivory.
Yo, fuck your life. Welcome to Outside with Gorilla Nems, episode 736. Yeah. We live in Coney Island, January 14th, 2023, in front of the Fuck Your Life store. This is the grand opening. Today is the day. It's taken 3 months to get here, but we absolutely here. It's 32 degrees out, but in Coney Island, it feels about 19 degrees right now. It's freezing. This honestly might be the last time we outside for the next couple months. I'm not doing this for y'all every fucking week. Y'all
clap it up for
fuck
the store,
y'all.
Man.
Yeah, clap it up. The grand opening of the Fuck Your Life store.
That's a lot of work.
It's now open.
A lot of work.
If you in New York City and you don't shop here, one, you pussy. Two, you wild pussy. Three, you fucking
severely
syphilis pussy. Right? Shut the fuck up. Yo, but look, it's open now. Today's the grand opening. It's always going to be open 7 days a week, 1612 Mermaid Avenue. I took the vaccine last week, and this happened. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, it's fucking abnormal, but...
My heart went, so...
To the right of me, we got a very special guest.
Special Ed guest.
Special Ed guest.
I just want to rock.
Hey! His feet hasn't touched the floor.
Oh, shit.
Yo, we got Destroy in the house.
What's up, Sluts? How you doing?
He's a real one, because it's freezing right now.
Go tongue down.
To the right of him, we got fucking frickin' Frack.
Woo! That's right.
Yeah. Let's start with the fucking drip check today. I got my fucking gorilla hands. I'm taking these off. I'm done with these. Actually, these shits was mad warm. I should have kept them on.
I know. You
but look, today, grand opening, we got the Gorilla Shiesty. If you're not in New York, you can get these at FYL.NYC. But we starting with the classic Black Tims. We got the fucking, the jeans by motherfucking Cult of Individuality. Yo, they got some fire jeans, these brands.
Yeah, those shits
they
hugging your calves, too.
Yo, hugging my, all jeans hug my, I got fucking calves like fucking giraffe necks.
Yeah, shit's a screamer
like
right now.
Like Butterbean.
We got the Carhartt jacket. I'm the Carhartt guard right now. Like, yo, I was thinking, I was like, yo, I only got like four types of jackets. I got mad FYL jackets. Second, I got mad Carhartt jackets. Carhartt, if you're watching this, send a pack over for us, man.
Let's go, you know what I'm saying?
We could do a collab too in the store. Third, I got Matt Averexes, and I got a couple Jeff Hamiltons. You know what I'm saying?
Jeff Hamilton, send a package over.
Nah, Jeff Hamilton.
We could do it.
Yo, security, what happened?
Yo, security. Yo, come on, man.
Unfollow.
Look, asshole. Asshole.
Yo, Pablo, you dead ass?
Come on, man.
Yo,
Nems, Doc Security. Doc.
Security
then
on
we
both.
Got FYL, Fuck Your Life to the casket, drop hoodies, you can get them in here. And we got the Fuck Your Life snapback. What you wearing, Destroy?
Stolen. I got you can't see, but I got my ex-girl's fajas on to keep me warm.
Fajas.
I got a diamond Bugs Bunny thing because of my gems. Some gloves that my ex gave me. And
she was a beer, huh?
B. You know Titi at Bingo, she came up. But nah, B. I'm out here. I'm chilling. I'm looking cool. Once you boost, you never stop. You got the itch. That's really like the bad thing about boosting. I don't know if you guys ever did, but
what's up with that money?
Itch. Oh yeah, 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 B. You know me. I gotta represent for us, B. People who look like me of Latino descent.
Yo, you got ankle socks on too.
I got ankle socks. Look at yo, B. I ain't lying, B. You think I'm lying, son? I'm telling you, got Titi's fucking stockings on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm out here, son.
Relax, in case a handball game pops up.
We out here, son. Yo, B. Y'all gotta bring.
Can't get out. You can't get out.
Yo, B.
This about to get crazy.
Get crazy, son.
Posh, what you rocking, man?
I got the Barclays. They coming out next year again. I'm gonna get two pairs again.
Yo, they mad hard to put on, bro.
They for me too.
I struggle to put them shits on, bro.
You gotta get a size higher.
I'm already a 12, so I don't wanna be wearing 13s. You crease the shits up and.
Bro, whatever you wear, you gonna crease it anyway.
Yeah, facts. You right.
All right, I got some jeans from Vims or some shit.
Fire.
I got the
Vims, son.
Right down there.
Yo, that's why y'all came nice today. Y'all do the little drip tech.
Yeah,
I could have came in my fucking Sweet 16 outfit. My kids had ideas.
Yeah, he didn't know it was going to be on camera.
Yeah, B, I thought this.
It's my turn. I got the Kip. The Kip Jetsons hoodie and the Supreme hat and coat because it's freezing, bro.
Yeah.
You not cold?
Fuck, of course, B.
Yo, Dix the Dawn, what you wearing?
So I got some 700s on. I got a Carhartt bib. I got a no label.
That's a new Carhartt bib because it's fresh.
Yeah, brand new. I call this the Thriller in Manila envelope. That's what I call it.
Nah, that's the immigrant.
Yeah.
You fold that shit and return
like
it.
Like if something happens,
they gave it to him when he crossed the border from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Nah, everybody laughed.
Oh, for one. Oh, for one.
Oh, for one. Yo, you oh, for one.
I laughed.
Look, look, even, yeah, look.
All right, all right.
The thumbs up.
I won.
He felt
oh, he's from Venezuela.
Yeah, that's why.
B-Fox from Venezuela.
Oh, I got a Los Angeles graffiti hat. Salute.
Yo, your turn is over, bro.
Yo, you missed it. It's over. I got a 96 Yankee fitted with the G pin. We're going to go in here and spend some bread when this is over, too. So.
I like that.
Relax. Finish. Shit.
So look. Yo, who the fuck is this?
This nigga.
Y'all niggas know what time it is, man.
Yo, give him a live action.
Live action.
Yo, so we was saying the guests, right? And we was like, Paz knows about Destroy, but Six was, I said, yo, we have a Destroy on it, man. That should probably be the best episode. Yo, Six said, yo, who the fuck is Destroy?
I ain't know who he was.
Fuck this. You ain't watched the Lion King documentary? You ain't see my mom put a razor in her mouth to care about it?
I ain't see it. I ain't see my mouth.
You ain't see the history of Sasson, my nigga?
I see you riding with a goat. That's it.
That's what we do, son.
You got to post that video again.
I got to post that video again. I didn't get a release form from the goat.
Yo, he used to have a show on Shade 45, but they deaded him.
No, I did. I got a show on Wednesdays, man. Let's go.
Oh, what?
Control, Alt, Destroy. That's what we doing over here.
On Shade 45?
On Shade 45.
He got demoted. He had an everyday show.
Yugoslavia's is number one station, B. There we go. I got Show Off Your Gems, too, where we got
Hey, yo.
And then I'm going to be hosting at the Super Bowl for the 7th time and for the 12th time, the NBA All-Star Game. You haven't heard of me, though.
Light flex.
Yo.
I got to tell people, man, if you've never been to this wonderful city, it's super diverse, even though it's not represented in a lot of Hollywood films, like Two Broke Girls, even though a Latino never walked into that diner. There's a lot of us out here. So all you people who are in Middle America and in the West Coast, if you know who we are and the brand that we are, we were here in the beginning of hip-hop culture, and we're still present. I just want to know everybody culturally that we've been out here, that our likeness, we've been holding down the hoods from, to Tony Tone. Latino's been a part of the conversation from the beginning, from the grit, and we were a stick of kids for a lot of these rappers who weren't ready to do their own time, so.
I did the history. When the slave masters was taking the slaves from Africa over, they also went to the Caribbean. And they had slaves. Or when they went to the Caribbean,
they landed on Puerto Rico, or DR,
and the slaves brought over, like, the Taino and the Arawak were slaves too. And we all, you know, they all fucked, you know what I'm saying? And that's
no,
how.
No, they got murdered, pillaged, and raped.
Yep.
And they killed off so many Tainos and the original people that they needed more people to do the slave work. And who did they have to go? They had to go and the Spaniards brought in the Africans to cover for those that they've murdered and pillaged. So when you guys look at the first 1890, these dudes got
that's
me doing history.
That's a mad genocide.
1492.
No. That's Columbus. This is when they this is when America takes over Puerto Rico. This is 1899. I got to tell you guys, the first guy who they made president ends up president for 3 months.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Takes up all the sugar land, sells it to Domino's. So whenever you guys go to Brooklyn and you see it and you see Domino's sugar,
hold up, you heard you'll the, you know heard that the it fire comes truck from, say that?
See, I'm over here trying to drop.
Hold up, the fire truck just passed. Man, no, the
get off your own fucking pipe, life. B. You're over here talking American
Domino's
talk.
Sugar. When you buying Domino's sugar.
On fire. Wikipedia shit that I said.
Yo, you see, because you from Bushwick.
I'm from Arkansas.
You from the official Bushwick back in the day.
I'm from, Buck 50 Bushwick. Hipsters don't know what we're doing
see,
over
they
there.
They just took the Avenue of Puerto Rico.
And they put
down,
it
right?
back, you they piece of back. Shit. Listen, if they took Malcolm X Boulevard off of Harlem, there would have been a fucking riot. If you go deeper into Graham, it's called Gauspucci.
Via Vespucci.
Right. If they took that out, oh my God. I'm going to tell you, man, all Latinos need to stand together. That is if you are from El Salvador, if you from Peru. All of us got to hold each other down, man, as a people, as a culture, because we are important in the whole demographic, not only in New York City or
all
Brooklyn.
All minorities, period.
It's just all over. I just think I'd like to see a little bit more unity amongst us.
Facts. That's a fact.
So, they try to take that out. They gentrified the city. My mother had to move because they pushed her out. The shit was a tire shop. That's where my parents had unprotected sex at. Like, come on, let them live. And then they had to move out because shit got too expensive in Brooklyn.
So you was born in a tire shop like baby Jesus in the manger.
Damn. There you go. That's what he said.
Baby Jesus.
That's
baby
a fact. Jesus. On a couch with a dirty pit bull, pregnant, and a goat.
It was a rubber shop. There's no rubbers.
There was no rubbers. What are we doing? Everybody's having unprotected
if you had
sex,
a knife in your back and a dick in your butt, which would you pull out first?
I'll leave it there, B. I like to have a good time. This is a good time. Nobody entertains me no more, B.
This shit going off
the
real.
Oh, yeah. I went around the world.
They don't even know that Destroy is nicer than a lot of the rappers out here. Let's tell them about your career
heard
before you was a fucking Super Bowl host.
I used to, I used to battle in, West Fourth, of course, New Eureka in all those days. I was in a group called the Arsonists, for all my special ed students, they call us the Astronauts. And, it was a lot of fun, man. Got to run the table in Europe, the whole Fat Beats era, 1990, when this shit wasn't cool to say you was a rapper. That's when I was doing it, giving out flyers for clubs with Tony Touch, Touch and Destroy. That was my first group. And, we was doing this, man, early. Had a lot of fun, and I'm just happy to be here and continue elevating the culture. But, I haven't said it, but I do want to say congratulations on the store, man. Really, really
facts.
Dope. I don't like you as a person, but as a business guy, it's really dope.
Facts, but fuck what you got going on. Paz, tell the people how you snitched on your men.
Oh, I ain't snitch on him. Get out of here.
Yo, tell a story. It's already out in the open now.
I know. Now you gotta tell a story.
I know what's going on now.
Nah, you don't know.
Alright, go ahead, bro.
Wait,
tell the story how you snitched on your man.
Alright, I'm drunk. It's like six of us. It's
yo, you alright, bro? You're talking monotone. Speak with, put some bass in your fucking voice.
You just told me my mic is good?
He ain't even paying attention to you, bro.
He's trying to whisper.
It's good? All right, my guy.
Get to it.
All right, so police pulled me over. I'm slapped. I'm drunk. I'm on the job sanitation too, so you know a DUI is dangerous.
Facts.
Pulled me over, the cop's like, what's going on? Where you guys going? So I told the cop, yo, what's worse, a DUI or the dude in the back seat got cocaine in his sock? I ain't know he really had cocaine in his
sock. Oh, as a joke?
He, said he was saying the joke in the room.
A joke.
Cop, look, but went, yo, the kid in the back is really a cokehead though.
Yeah, facts. That's my
That's our man. That's our man. He was always
so
coked
you accidentally
up.
Snitched on him?
Yeah, I ain't know. That nigga face though told me. He was like this. And the cop looked at me and went, ha ha. Yeah, man, get out of here.
Yes!
Yes, queen.
How was sudden I was sitting in the window? He was paranoid, right?
He tried to fuck a
He was coked up.
Later that night or whatever.
Damn, let's go, B, we go.
I'm the one that told him, like, yo, you know that's. He was like, nah. She was like, no.
Yo, you know you gotta explain to the camera. You can't just tell us, bro. We're telling fucking story. We're doing a fucking show here, right? Yo, what's up with you today, bro?
Bro, it's mad freeze.
Yo, I texted him yesterday. I said, yo, we gotta make this podcast 20 minutes.
Yeah. I was gonna text you, and I know he would have been like, ah, fuck your life. Stop being a bitch. What the fuck?
That's what I said, like, right?
Oh yo, yo, nah, the next episodes, we're gonna start. What's up? Yo. Yo, I thought she was in a Jordan Peele movie. Yeah. Staring at me like that. What the fuck, man? I thought this was us.
Holy shit.
Yo, what the fuck? That's the Glizzy Gladiator right there. Yo, so anyway, this is the last episode like this. This is how we're going to be still outside. What are ways that we could be outside without having to do this shit?
Yeah.
Then it's fake.
Nah, it ain't fake. We're going to get a Sprinter van, do the podcast from the Sprinter van. Because look, I could say us. I can handle it for
Nah, there's a heater. There's a little Super Bowl heater. For real, all jokes aside, when we do outdoor events, they got a heater. It'll come out.
Yeah, but that shit'll be mad loud.
Nah, it is. It really isn't, but it's all good. All
right.
Some people know. But what I love about this, because I was thinking about it, it's called We Outside, right?
Right.
And then I will...
No. It's called Outside,
it's called Outside
with Gorilla Nems.
Gorilla Nems. All right. Get that correct.
Yeah. Please
get that
for real,
together.
Pop.
So listen, what I love about it is that we are in a time when everybody is really scared to go outside because they got comfortable on their couch. And you know, you need to go outside. The reason why is because even if you're an OG, what perspective are you coming from if you ain't with the people? If you ain't out there in the streets, if you ain't out there at the clubs, if you ain't being told no to your face, then you a sucker. And that's the difference.
That's a fact, though.
You know, this is the time. So, you know, being outside is a real thing. I want to hear your albums if you're staying comfortably in your own house and all your experiences come from the internet. Nah, fam. I don't care what you did 10, 20 years ago or 5 years ago. You got to be out here and be present.
Clap it up for that.
What have you done for me lately?
Let's go.
We're going to have to do it from a sprinter. Leave the door open. And we outside.
Like fucking kidnappers?
Yeah.
Look at you. Driving around the door.
Because look, we could do it, but the guests ain't trying to do that shit.
Yo, bro, they got the lamps. Be with the heat, son.
That's what I said. They got the outdoor shit.
Come on, B, let's go. Y'all don't go to Home Depot. Y'all don't boot.
Nah, the next episode, we're going to do an episode when it snows. We're going to put the garbage can, light it on fire, like the bums in the 80s.
Yeah, and then we're going to be choking with dead rats in the bottom of the fucking garbage can, B.
Yo, what's up? Why you don't got sideburns?
Why are you negative today,
bro? Because he don't got sideburns.
Come on. Oh, shit. I thought he was going to come by. I was going to give him a high five.
Yo, you ever took a shit in the water?
Bro, I took a shit everywhere. Yo, you do an upper decker. I went to Jamie Foxx's house.
What the fuck is an upper decker?
And you take the top of the toilet thing out. You shit in the top of the thing. That's what
they call an upper decker. In a tank?
We do.
Shit in a tank?
Come on, it's America, V. I'm allowed to do whatever
that's
I want.
That's crazy.
How do you sit on that?
How about in a sink in a club?
You don't sit, B. It's a skydive, B. You just stay there. And hope it just goes where it got to go. No parachute. Listen.
They ain't never gonna figure that out that it's in there.
That's the great thing.
Yeah. Nah, till they shit clogs up and they open it, be like, by then it'll probably disintegrate.
By then, yeah.
It's in mad water, bro.
That's like bioterrorism, bro.
Fact, that shit gonna be a bomb.
Let's go. I need somebody to do that.
That shit gonna be a bomb.
No, but serious, have you ever shit in a pool of water in the beach?
In the beach.
Puerto Rican?
I pissed in the chick's bong. I did it, you know. You do a bunch of things, B. It's fucking 2015.
But have you ever shit in the water, Pop?
Took a shice in the water.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Where?
Right here.
Coney Island?
Fact.
Come on.
That's the shit. That's the shit water.
Yo, B,
right there.
Listen, when you come in the cold, when you go to the beach
you
overnight.
Toilet paper? You had toilet paper?
Yo, you rich, nigga? You y'all got toilet paper out here? I'm doing a Key Food magazine, B. That's not what
you're doing. The Campo, up. Campo.
Yo, the only way that you let them in is if they're going into the store. That's the only way you can let them in. Nico, you going in the store? Go ahead.
Holy shit.
While we doing the pod.
Let's go. So, yeah.
Let's shit.
You never, yeah. you know, you do things, B.
I took a shit in the pool in Puerto Rico, Pop. In the motherland.
Damn, son.
That's foul,
that's
right?
Foul. That's foul, B.
And then he blamed it on a little
when pepita. I see you, I'ma see you.
Yo, Six, you mad quiet with that little fucking, with that little bib on.
Yeah, like, look, I got my hand.
Yo,
in
Six,
here.
Today's the anniversary of the TV show Taina. You remember that shit?
Nah, I don't.
Taina.
Yo, she looked all right, too.
I'm serious?
I'm dead ass.
Yo, you know who told me about that show?
This nigga didn't
you know who told me about
you.
That show? My girl.
His girl.
Yo.
He don't got a girl. Was she at the party? His birthday?
Oh, yeah, you was there.
I was there. Where were you? Unfollow. Unfollow. Report to spam.
Report to spam. You said report to Spain.
To spam. Damn, come on, man.
Where's your gloves? Where your gloves?
Yo, every episode, he got to get wasted, you heard?
Waste.
Right there, he's wasted.
Look at the gloves
waste.
He got.
Trash, son.
Look, he got electricity.
Oh, look at him. Straight naughty by...
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Nature.
Let's those go. Are the cake. Like, you can oh, get pass.
Damn, pass.
My heart hurt.
Damn.
Oh, I like that.
You're knocking out here, yeah. Son.
Oh, Thorn.
Good. Go. Shit, they gotta go. Bang, bang, hey, bang. Let some Krita snitch out.
Bang,
pass it over to
asshole.
Wasted.
Stone Coley's.
Oh,
my God.
You're out of
to the face.
To the face, yeah. Stone Coley's.
Let's go.
Hey, Lee. Oh, he's
yeah, this is out of control, too.
This is what we do. If your man had a brand, you gonna spend money with him?
If my man had a brain?
A brain, a brand.
A brand, bro. Fuck
or a brand.
Yo, I hate people absolutely. That ask for discounts.
Nah, you know what it is? Is that sometimes there's a play to be made, right? If the homie, so I'll tell you, one time I was doing the NBA shit and you gave me the Golden State Warriors
yes,
hat.
The and Coney Island Warriors.
Yeah, and I wore it and I got in trouble for it, yeah, but yeah. I still rocked it.
Facts.
And that's the only way I could see it making sense, like to, because you're doing the play. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
facts,
you're gonna rock
facts.
My shit in a very thing where a lot of eyes are gonna be on you, then that's fine. But
nah, you know what it is? Like, I think it's because, you know, I also have my own brand, but whenever somebody that, I don't genuinely fuck with a lot of people. I genuinely fuck with 10 to 20 people. You know what I'm saying? If I have to do a count, like genuinely, like if they need me, I'm there. If they drop something or my family, I make sure that I pay. I don't ask for discounts.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, cause I want them to fucking win. You facts. Know what I'm saying? Like my man EG, he got RSO hats.
Facts.
I don't put nobody else's brand in here. Nobody. This is only Fuck Your Life.
Facts.
RSO is Fuck Your Life though as well. And I want my man to win. He came up with a clothing brand, a smoking brand. I want that in here.
Shout out
you know
to
what I'm
RSO.
Saying?
Shout out RSO, facts. EG, my man.
But yeah, mad people already have hit me. Yo, let's do a collab. Nah. Somebody just hit me now. Yo, let's talk. Let's film one of my episodes, another podcast. Yo, let's film in your store. First thing I do, yo, they follow me? The kid wasn't following me. I said, for what? I got my own podcast, and it's more popping than yours, and you don't follow me. Fuck your life.
You know what? There's an angle. That right there on the bottom level, I totally agree and totally respect because, you know, we don't ask any of these big businesses like Target for deals.
Yeah, facts.
Like
you're not
that.
Going to Dior and
so,
asking for
so
a discount.
So if you're
going to
rock a hat, you know, or anything, rock a homie's hat, rock some homie shit, you know what I mean? I think that's the best thing because we do have to kind of continue the narrative of supporting our own and also, like, I want to see my friends win. I know we were raised in a cynical time where everybody was like, oh, look at homie across the street, and we used to hate on each other. And maybe people still do that. But I think if we all elevate each other, it's like when you was in Cali and I found out you, I was like, yo, come here and come with me and do something because I just want everybody to be in the right look, I want you to win. So when you win, whatever, even if I don't got nothing to do with it, down the line, I'm looking, I'm like, yes, that's my nigga.
You know what it is, too? Everybody in the crew, like, let's say Nems or whatever, he has 10 people around him. Everybody in the crew got their own niche. You know what I'm saying? So if Eggy's got RSO, he got Bud, it doesn't interfere with what he's doing. He got his shit going. He got a lane, I got a lane, you got a lane. Everybody eats, the team gets stronger. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if he's doing something, we got to support him.
You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something, we got to support him. Not that you're wrong. It's just like, so this is my first time around, right? So not necessarily meaning, even though I know him for a stretch, like whatever he's doing in his world, I want to help elevate in any way. Talking good about him, just mentioning him, including him. And that's how you, as a society, if you know somebody's a good person, we just want to live. Yeah. I want to see him be great. Why I want to hear somebody I don't know be great?
Facts.
You know what I mean? I want to see somebody I know be great. Go out there, shine.
Yeah, and if you push him in the right direction and he gets there, he gonna help you too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's the main thing that, I mean, I mentioned this in mad interviews and everything, but I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Like, it's not fun winning by yourself. It's not fun if I'm the only one winning and my mans ain't winning. What the fuck fun is that?
Yeah,
what, am I go out by myself? Or if I go out, I gotta pay for everybody? Nah, I want everybody to fucking win so we all can ball at the same fucking level.
Clap it up for that. I'm not doing it for claps.
I'm not doing it for nothing. It's like simple. You know what? We all came from the fucking bottom. If I know people that's not from New York, is not familiar with Coney Island, and they think it's like, you know, like just a rise, but Coney Island is at the bottom. You hear Bed-Stuy, East New York, Brownsville, Coney Island is the same exact thing, maybe even worse. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We came from the bottom.
Yeah. And when you come from the bottom, your mentality is always, I gotta make it before the next man do, or hate on the next man. Nah, it's our job to change that whole fucking way of thinking. It's our job to be like, nah, you know what? Everything they taught us was trash. He's biased. You buying something? Yeah, go on.
Salute, bro.
That's our job. What's up, my guy? That's our job to change the narrative and change the way of thinking, bro. Because, when I grew up, all my uncles was killers, murderers, robbers, fucking all the wrong things in life. But we grow up thinking like, that's the cool, they were the coolest people.
Yeah, we look up to the villains, you know what I'm saying? And shit.
Nah, hold on, right there, stick on that. So this is something that we learned that was incorrect. Real niggas said a lot of incorrect shit to us.
Yeah, it was bad code.
Keep it real was wrong, right? Keep it real was wrong. Represent was wrong. Why? Because I went and I did bad things for my hood, and then I realized the shit got gentrified and we didn't own anything. And that shit really pissed me off. And all the dudes who was keeping it real was doing shit with other dudes, titties and side girls and all that dirty shit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just start looking at people who are doing right, who are trying to rise, like we was talking about supporting each other. And you know it, if you know the landscape, and if I could say anything about y'all over here, see, people come from the bottom and we gotta work hard, right? Coney? If a person told me they were from out here, then I knew it was more of a grind, because it was a thing where you almost had to prove that you were fucking that extra dude who was out there representing. And I'm saying out there as if you're not in here, in this neighborhood. So it's very tricky. But salute to everybody out there who come from nothing, that bust their ass, that support their homies, that are doing right. Because, and I say this like this, so I keep it real. My stitches, I got stitches, right? They were for my homie who fucking ran on me. He started some shit, he robbed somebody, and I fucking try to hold him down, and then he fucking ran, and I caught the rest of it. So that's when I'm saying, like, you know what? I just fuck with people who are doing good things, who are doing right things, who are not only trying to elevate hip-hop culture, elevate our people and all that shit, and make motherfuckers laugh. If there's anything I need in my life, it's laughing. So search for that, man.
Yo, you know what? I had Destroy on, and fucking, I was thinking it's gonna be one of the funniest episodes. It's winded up being one of the.
Yeah, it's fucking. No, fuck.
Oh yeah, you mad?
You only could be serious.
Yo, you keeping it real and representing.
Mad,
yo, you
boring,
keeping it real, son.
Not boring. I don't trago.
Give me a drink, man.
Nah, but yo, Nems, I wanted to tell you, like, We sat down, we talked about expanding the brand years ago. A couple months ago, we was walking down that block over there. You was talking about they didn't want to sell us the property to get the store.
Facts.
And now you sitting in front of the store on the block You know what I'm saying? And it's the grand opening of your shit. So when we say it, you're going to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's how we doing that shit. Into existence. Heavy. Yeah. You know what? I always just go and go. All right, the next shit, next shit, next shit. I never really stop. I try to stop and, like, appreciate and enjoy, but I'm always on to the next shit. But today, I want to just take this, like, in 2016, I had a fucking white Honda Accord, or 2015, 2014, whatever. Started out the trunk, then I got the red Honda Accord. That's when I met Six. Was selling out the boxes in the back of my trunk. One box had hoodies, the other box had hats. Then I got the Denali, the black Denali truck. I made the store with the TV. Then we had the Camel Denali truck, and now we moved it up to the motherfucking Fuck Your Life store on the fucking block in Coney Island.
Bro, I'm proud of you. Block, like, bro, I'm proud of you, for real. Like, real shit, I'm proud of you, my guy.
This is a celebration, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a fact, bro.
Yes, yo.
You splanning there?
You know what's crazy? Today, I wanted to park in front of here, right? And there wasn't no parking. And I'm looking, the whole block is taking over. There was one parking spot perfectly, and that was right in front of my cousin's mural. It was Ricky and Takeover, and I said, no, how fitting is that? That, like, the day that we opening this shit, we representing those well for Ricky and Takeover. I know they would have been here, like, you know,
it up for
mad
Ricky
happy
Takeover,
and celebrating,
man.
You know what I'm saying? I miss them niggas every day.
Shirt off.
Yeah, Takeover would have had his shirt off right now.
all your cousins be having no shirt, bro.
Yeah,
what up with that?
Rock. That's how we rock.
Yo, how did
he's out?
How did
yo, titties and gritty.
People think success is overnight, and I've it's really tough. And I appreciate that you said that story. For me, it's hard to appreciate, not appreciate, but to bask in, like, the achievements, right?
Yeah, facts.
How can you? How do you?
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I said it before, like, I think I did a podcast. It hits me when I'm, like, the day of, when I'm in the shower, I tell myself, like, yo, this is what you work for. Enjoy yourself. For some reason, that's when I think about it. Every, like, you know, I'm like, all right, I got to handle this. But when I'm in the shower, I'm like, I think about it, like, yo, today, don't get overwhelmed with yo, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to make sure this. Because when you throw an event, You're the last one to have fun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're making sure everybody else is having fun.
It's part of being a boss.
Yeah. You cook.
It's part of being a boss.
It's nothing like when you fucking cook, bro.
You be cooking?
Yeah. What'd you say when you
cook? Yeah, when you cook.
You cook.
0 for 11.
Yeah. I cook everything.
It's like when you cook.
Bro, he eats McDonald's every day.
Holy shit!
So, yeah, I just
ginger
think,
shots.
Know,
tell
yourself, you know, enjoy it. Live in the moment. Tomorrow's not promised. Just, like, enjoy the hard work that you put in, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what we're here for. When the Gorilla Monsoon album was either about to come out or coming out, I was like, yo, Destroy, manage me. Destroy was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Destroy really be outside, but Destroy, besides really being outside, is I saw that he really believed in me. Even if he wasn't, like everyday ninja, the man doing this, I saw the genuineness of that he really fucked the music. Not just me, with the music and now he dubbed me, you know what I'm
that
saying?
That was like 2019?
That was probably 2018.
2018. So what do you see, yo, what do you see the difference between 2018 and now?
I'm disappointed.
Why?
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, his jeans?
His jeans.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what?
He's 0 for 2.
I move how I move, and like I said, if I'm doing something and he's around, then I'm going to include him in the mix as shit from almost every time.
Yeah, now Russell Peters reached out to me because of Destroy. He hit me on the gram and was like, yo, you in L.A.? Come to my crib. You know, I'm boys with Destroy, da da da. You know, when somebody says they boys with Destroy, I know, you know, they're pieces of shit just like
me. Yeah. Yeah.
Ankle socks.
I got shit to keep me warm now, son. Y'all niggas got me moving like I'm ready to.
Yo, hold on. Let me start.
Roll the ball.
Yo.
Come on,
yo,
Come on, man.
Yo, one day I'm driving in LES, bro, in the middle of the winter, bro. I'm like, I see a bunch of fucking motherfuckers in short shorts running. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is these motherfuckers?
He's looking at them. He's like this.
Destroy is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
I have my thong on, so.
Hey, yeah. What?
Yeah. It was fucking January, bro. They running across the Williamsburg Bridge.
Yep.
We seen them when I was doing, when we did the polar bear. We eating that rolling roasted. They come up, yo, them, take a picture with us. I'm late night by the fucking Bull of Wall Street.
To the liquor store.
Bridge running.
They like, yo.
Where y'all running from?
So about 20, a bunch of years ago, I did a thing for Nike and I interviewed like one runner. And then he was like, yo, meet my homies. And they were all people I went to clubs with. Like chicks that I did Bogle with and the Butterfly with. And I was like, wait, y'all running? And I literally was like, nah. Either you just wait for them to come back, you know, because they go on the road. Then you interview them before after. And I was like, I'm going to just run with y'all. And I liked it. And I really.
Like literally.
Literally, and I had all Nike.
It was
five or eight. So you could do the five, and then at the fifth, I took my tank top off, and I had everything Nike because I was sponsored. You know what I mean? So, and then I ran, and it was amazing. I did 8 miles my first time, and I had a woman who was like super strong, and she had. Come on, your name's Destroy. Don't be a bitch.
Damn, macho man.
Bro, she was tough. Then she was like, don't be. And I was like, I can't no more.
Like,
I can't. And she's like, don't be a bitch.
He was like, I got Nike shit. I could do it.
Just do it. So that's what happened, man. So yeah, that's the Bridge Runners, man. Really dope.
Yeah,
that was like every year he says he has a beautiful girl waiting for him at the beach. When he does the polar bear plunge, nobody was there. Like,
nobody's there.
Nobody was there.
My girl wouldn't let me bring anybody.
His girl.
My girl wouldn't
his
let
girl.
Me bring anybody.
His girl. Bro, this nigga got imaginary like the Gooch. His girl's like the Gooch.
Oh.
Nobody saw her ever.
Fuck your life.
There you go, B.
Yo, listen.
It's amazing. Like a lot
before
of
we end this episode, I wanna look. I gotta thank my team. The Staten Island Mex, salute. He's not here because he only shows up when money is involved, when they pay the front end first.
Mex Millions.
Yeah. Shout out to Busy. Busy Rivera, a.k.a. Glizzy Rivera. He's not here today because he's in L.A. handling business. Then we got Vinny Lambino, hooked up the Revolt deal, hooked up a lot of other deals.
Mini Legs.
DJ Stax. You know what I'm saying? You'll never see him. My podcast team, Six Paz. And look, for the store, I wouldn't have been able to get this store done if it wasn't for Mike C, he did the guerrilla market with me, the pop-up, everything like that. Iron Solomon for having everything together. Six was here every day. Big Steph, a.k.a. Steph Y.L. Vanguard. Yo, the real friends really came out and helped. Snowman, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed to have just good people around me that want to see me win, because it ain't when... You might see me, and you might chalk it up to me winning, but it's like 10 other people that helped.
Takes a village.
Yeah, to do that win. So my jewel for today, before we get out of here, is you can't do it alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loner. I like to do everything. I don't like to ask nobody for nothing. But at the end of the day, you can't do it alone. So form a strong team that's around you, that's gonna help you. And keep it real. Keep it real with yourself. If you see that they're funny style of son, cut them off. Keep a positive group around you that's willing, that want to see you win, as well as you seeing them win, and everything takes care of itself.
Empower your people.
Live your own word.
Definitely.
Empower your people.
Talk to them, D.
That was the real shit.
A lot of people are selfish. There's a lot of egotistical people, you know, or they're uncomfortable asking for help. But when you do have somebody, even if they're just somebody who's just trying to learn or just empower them, give them some power and let them know, yo, go run with it, B. I want to see what you can achieve. What can you do? Because you just never know. You probably open up something in their mind where they want to, like, really take charge. And that should be the title
for the episode, Empower Your People.
Facts.
That's fire.
What you got to say?
Strength and honor. I watched Gladiator and I just thought that was some fly shit to say. Strength and honor.
0 for 12.
I watched SpongeBob.
He was like this.
That was fire.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, Six, what you got?
Yeah.
Yo.
Bob the Builder.
Wear gloves.
Yeah. Bob the Builder, yeah.
Wear gloves.
Bob the Builder.
One for 13.
One for 13. I'm going to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Bob the Builder.
Yo, we never say all jokes aside because we need the jokes, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody's winning. Everybody in my team that's around us, we all winning. and we all got our own roads, we all got our own lanes, and we come together. When we come together, it looks like this. It's a movie everywhere we go.
I love
That's
it.
As real as it gets, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know you before today, but now I know you, so when we outside, we know each other. You'll probably be in your shorts running somewhere or whatever.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? With your monyo in the wind. With your monyo in the wind with a thong on or whatever. But now we know, you know what I'm saying? So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
And we're getting out of here. We're going to fill the rest of this episode up with B-roll from the grand opening. Come shop 1612 Mermaid Avenue. We're open every day from now on. And if you ain't in New York City, FYL.NYC. Yep. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yo, can we do it one more time?
Hey.
Let's go.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.